Joining us now, as he does most Friday mornings, is WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean. Morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
So the legislature passed a supplemental bill yesterday. It's not the end of the fiscal year, and it's not even the end of the calendar year. So what's going on?
This was a $130 million spending bill that closed out fiscal year 2017. That's the fiscal year that ended in July. Typically, these types of closeout bills are supposed to be done around August or September. They have been pushing it into October. There is a hard deadline on Halloween so that the comptroller can get certain information to auditors and different bonding agencies and other organizations. That deadline came and went because the Senate and the House could not negotiate a compromise on a number of things that really had nothing to do with the budget. So there is a certain amount of dysfunction if you're looking at what the legislature is producing. They got it done now. This came out yesterday afternoon that they do have an arrangement. But really the important thing here is that more and more often the House and the Senate are really just kind of failing to compromise, failing to negotiate.
If they're digging their heels in like this, is this a trend?
It's becoming more and more, certainly on the budget side, which happens within the Ways and Means Committee. We're seeing more of this action. They, took them an awfully long time to get a budget deal for the FY18 budget. That was the big full annual one that happened earlier in the summer. Because they negotiate in secret, and it's only amongst the top leadership of both chambers, the only way that we can look for answers is the people that are in charge. The House will tell you that this kind of thing didn't really happen as often until Stan Rosenberg became president of the Senate. And really, most observers would say that the new House Ways and Means Chair, Jeffrey Sanchez, who's only been in that office for a month or two, he's being far more aggressive, asserting the House's priorities. So they're pointing fingers, they're calling each other liars, and deadlines get blown.
Sounds a little like D.C. politics have traveled up north here to Massachusetts.
But just Democrats and in secret.
Yeah, a unique brand of Massachusetts politics. But before we move on, the supplemental budget bill also had a ban on bump stocks.
Right. This is one of the things that may have been dragging down these negotiations. It's got nothing to do with closing out the books on FY17, but both chambers tacked on a ban to bump stocks, those devices that were used in the Las Vegas shooting that basically turns in a semi-automatic gun into an automatic gun. Everyone agrees that these things really should be banned. The House passed a pretty wide-ranging ban on the devices. The Senate passed a more restrictive kind of policy that was favored by Republicans and some gun rights activists. You know, again, this is one of those differences between the House and the Senate. We don't know why they couldn't negotiate this. In the end, though, they went with that Senate language, which, you know, would restrict these types of devices and not go as far as the House had wanted to. This is something that Governor Charlie Baker will probably have no problem signing.
Finally, but related to all this talk of doing things behind closed doors, there's a group that grades states on budget practices and transparency, and Massachusetts did not get a great grade overall.
Yeah, this is the Volcker Alliance. It's the group put together by former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker. It investigates how state government budgets are performing. It takes a look at the methods and the performance of the budgets, and Massachusetts does not score very well on this evaluation. Of course, we have a pretty strong economy. We have unemployment is very, very low. We have some problems with our revenues, but this was looking at kind of how the government actually manages things. It was mostly concerned with the cost of pensions moving forward. More and more state employees are going to retire, and those pension costs are really going to squeeze the state budget. At the same time, our revenue projections have been inaccurate the last few years, meaning that when we think we're going to have X amount of money to spend throughout the year, it turns out we don't have as much, and you know, budget cuts need to be made and changes need to be made. So we got a C for forecasting. And one thing that is got an A, though, is our rainy day fund. That's still got an A rating. So if it weren't for that very robust rainy day fund, Massachusetts would not be performing very well, according to at least this one group.
And that is WCAI's Statehouse reporter Mike Dean with his weekly check-in. Mike, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Hey, great to be with you.